Welcome everyone. Bez Hashem continues Zuchor LeMiriam, Perik Yitzayin, Shir number 68. The Chofetz Chaim continues to tell us that we have to know we're never alone. We're always with the Yetzer Hara with us. Wherever we go, whatever we do, even when we're doing mitzvahs, says the Chofetz Chaim, the Yetzer Hara will do something, we won't even realize it's the Yetzer Hara. Sometimes we'll have a lot of mitzvahs that come in front of us to do. And we'll do those mitzvahs, and we won't even realize the Yetzer Hara was involved. Explains the Chofetz Chaim, Aval be'emes yeda ha'odom, a person should know, ki zui mitach bulois ha'yetzer hara. This is of the tricks of the Yetzer Hara. That what? That he's going to give a person to do a lot of mitzvahs, and the person will not be medaktik. He will not do the mitzvahs properly. He will not think, when he does the mitzvahs, how they should be done properly. He won't focus, he won't concentrate, he'll just do them quickly. We have a mitzvah of benching. Benching after we eat. We bench during the week on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a skula for parnasa. By the way, when people hear, it's a skula for parnasa, this already excites people. Washing one's hands for bread, washing the whole entire hand, this is also a skula for wealth. That's also a skula for parnasa. Person has to know when he's benching, the phone rings, people are talking, there's nothing else to do. He's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. He has to be focused just on the benching. But the Yetzer Hara will get involved and start a conversation in someone's mind while the person's benching, distract the person. The Chofetz Chaim continues to bring from the Chayus Alvavus. And he tells us this exact point in everything that we do, whether we're walking, whether we're sleeping, whether we're exercising, whatever we're eating, the Yetzer Hara is always there with us. And the fact that when we go to sleep, he's still awake and he's planning and all of his tricks and ambushes, everything for the next day. Therefore, Ha'ish echochom v'hanovoin yaset tamin meriva im ha'yitzah hara b'chadei shlo yignoi v'imenu z'manu v'toyrosoi. Therefore, ha'ish echochom, the wise man, the person, the thinking person, will do a meriva, will fight with the Yetzer Hara. So the Yetzer Hara will not steal his time, will not steal the person's Torah. And that's what Chazal tell us. Li'oilom yagiz odom Yetzer Tov al Yetzer Hara. A person should arouse the Yetzer Tov over the Yetzer Hara. Shemach mazel lo yechto oid kol kach. And this arousement of the Yetzer Tov over the Yetzer Hara will prevent a person from doing averus. How does a person, practically speaking, arouse the Yetzer Tov? He davens to Hashem. He's a thinking person before he does his mitzvahs. He knows he's about to bench. Take out a bencher. Be focused. I'm going to bench. There's conversations at the table. I'm not going to say, Not going to point. Not going to look at all the places. I'm focused. I'm just going to bench. It's Erev Shabbos. Shabbos is a wonderful opportunity. No cell phones ringing, Baruch Hashem. Just to focus on one benching at a time with tremendous kavanah.